masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session. And today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Karimi, one of the books that's internationally accepted by all the Muslims around the world, that is Holy Quran. Can this book prove the existence of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahum?
First of all, I need to refer to the fact that nowadays we have, of course, it's not only limited to our time. Throughout the history of Islam, we have had a group of people who claim that we are not in need of the tradition, the sunnah, the narrations of the Prophet and for the companions of the Prophet. And in our time and era, we have a group of people, they are known as Quranists, and they claim again that we are not in need of the narrations and the Quran is enough for us. And maybe because of them, some people try to find everything in the
Book of Quran itself.
We are not talking about that discussion now, but the point is that the Quran itself says that as Muslims, addressing the Muslims, says that as Muslims, you need to refer to the Prophet.
Yeah.
And of course, for the Shia, we believe that the same holds true about the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
So if you are claiming that we are the followers of the Quran, Quran says that, for example, chapter Nahl, verse 44, addressing the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ, we have sent down to you, that is the Prophet, the reminder, which is one of the names of the Quran.
Okay.
لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so that you may clarify for the people that which was sent down to them. So very explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that the responsibility of tabyeen or clarification of the verses is upon the Prophet.
Okay.
So I believe this verse in and of itself proves that to claim that Quran is enough is absolutely rejected.
And that's guidebook, that's for the entire, like all generations. Mm-hmm. It was not for one time, it was for all the generations. We need the explanation, commentaries.
Exactly.
And for those commentaries, traditions are the best way.
Let me just share one narration from Sunni sources, which I found very interesting. You know, the second caliph is famous as the first person to say that Quran is enough for us.
Okay.
When the Holy Prophet was in his last days and he was very ill, he asked for pen and paper to write down something for the people, for the Muslims, so that they will never go astray. And according to Sunni narrations like Sahih Bukhari 1-1, page 54, the second caliph says that the Holy Prophet is in great pain. And وَعِنَّنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ حَسْبُنَا, we have the Book of Quran and it is enough for us.
Yeah.
But the point is that we have one narration, again in Sunni sources, according to which the second caliph himself has come to this understanding that we cannot find everything in the Quran. I found this narration very interesting. Let me share with the dear listeners.
Yeah, sure.
It's been mentioned that once a person told the second caliph that leave the narrations and just tell us about the Book of God, that is the Quran. And according to this narration, the second caliph told him, إِنَّكَ أَحْمَقْ, you are a foolish person. Do you find in the Quran, the details about the prayers? Do you find the details of fasting in the Book of Quran? It's true, it's one of the arguments that we cannot find whether the morning prayer is two rak'ah and so on and so forth, and the details about fasting. The second caliph continued that the Noble Book of Quran mentions the general points of sunnah to fasturuh, and the explanation of the verses is done by the tradition. This is Miftah al-Jannah by Suyuti, 1-1, page 59. The point is that even the second caliph, he came to this understanding that we cannot claim that the
entire thing is in Quran. The exactly. Quran is general, contains general concepts, and the explanations are in the traditions
That's
itself.
That's the point. So, having said that, we have two groups of verses which, in one way or another, refer to the existence of an imam, including, according to our understanding, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, those verses, in a general way, refer to existence of a hujjah, of a divine proof, and then based on the narrations, we come to know these people.
Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
So we have two groups of the verses. First, the verses which talk about the necessity of the existence of a hujjah, a divine proof on the earth. And according to those verses, in each time and era, there is a hujjah on the earth. So this shows that at least in our time, we have a hujjah, a proof. Who is that? Then we need to refer to the narrations for explanation. The second group of the verses are those which refer to the fact that at the end of the day, the truth will defeat the falsehood. Haqq will prevail over the battle.
Yeah.
So both these groups of verses prove the existence of an imam, and according to the narrations, that is, in our time, it is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, I would like to share some of the verses from each category. Now, first of all, those verses which prove the existence and necessity of the existence of a divine proof for each time and era. The first verse is chapter Ra'd, verse 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the Prophet, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْدِر. O Prophet, you are only a warner. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد. And there is a guide for every people or every nation. It's been mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources that this verse is referring to at least Imam Ali alayhi salam. Like we have in Jamu' al-Bayan by Tabari, volume 13, page 108, Ibn Abbas says that when this verse, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْدِر وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد, was revealed, the Holy Prophet put his holy hand on the chest of Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, أَنَا الْمُنْدِر, I'm that warner, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد, and there is a guide for every nation. And then he referred to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, أَنْتَ الْهَادِ يَا عَلِي, you are that guide, بِكَ يَهْتَدِ الْمُهْتَدُونَ بَعْدِي, after me, those people who seek guidance, they will be guided through you. It's been mentioned by other Sunni scholars, for example, Ibn Abi Hatam Razi in his Tafsir, volume 7, page 2225, and Razi al-Shafi'i in At-Tafsir al-Kabir, volume 19, page 12, and many other Sunni scholars. The same has been mentioned in Shia sources as well, for example, Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 191, says the following. Fudail says that I asked Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam about the verse, وَلِكَلُّ قَوْمٌ had. Imam said, كُلُّ إِمَامٍ هَادٍ لِلْقَرْلِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِيهِمْ. Every imam is the guide for those people who live in his age and in his time. Again, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, after, reciting the verse, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْدِرْ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ, he said that the Holy Prophet is the warner, and for each time and era, there is a guide from us, that is the Ahlul Bayt, who will guide the people. The first one is Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then those people, those imams.
The following imams.
Yeah. So this is the first verse. So according to this verse, at least the Quran refers to the fact that we need a guide for each time and era. So again, we have the answer to this question that who is the guide for our time?
Yeah.
According to us, the answer is clear. And
there's a clear message for those who do not believe in imams. Allah is precisely saying that, O Prophet, you're only warner.
Yeah.
You're there to warn people, and there's a guide for each nation. And then we saw in traditions, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his family, he himself introducing the guide.
Exactly. The second verse in this regard is verse 30 of chapter Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Adam and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make him his khalifa, his viceroy and vicegerent and caliph on the earth. Now, the first point regarding this verse, إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, is that according to Arabic grammar, this structure is referring to a continuous action by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not only, Prophet Adam alayhi salam to be the only caliph, divine caliph on the earth. No, إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, this structure is referring to something which is, continuing.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
The point is that in each time and era, we are in need of such a Khalifa, who is the viceroy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the earth. This is not our claim. This has been mentioned by Sunni scholars as well, including one of the famous Sunni scholars of Tafsir, Alusi, in his Ruh al-Ma'ani, volume 1, page 220. He says that وَلَمْ تَزَلْ تِلْكَ الْخِلَافَةِ فِي الْإِنسَانِ الْكَامِلِ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ وَسَاعَةِ الْقِيَامِ. Till the day of judgment, this caliphate, this khilafa, will be realized through al-insan al-kamil, the perfect
man. Perfect man.
Yeah, exactly. Which is again referring to those hujjah, to those divine proofs in each time and era. Let me just share one narration from Shia sources as well. It's been mentioned by Sheikh Kulaini again in Al-Kafi 1-in-1, page 312. That Ishaq ibn Ammar said, I told Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam that please guide me to someone, like maybe he's referring to after Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam's age and time, through whom I can be guided in my religion. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam referred to his son, that is Ali, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. And then he told Ishaq ibn Ammar that my father took my hand and he took me to the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And then he said the following. He said, Ya Bunayya, O my dear son, Inna Allah Azza wa Jal qal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I am putting a viceroy, a caliph on the earth. Wa inna Allah Azza wa Jal idha qala qawlan wafa bih. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying something, he will act upon it. Like referring to the fact that, again, in our time and era, we are in need of the caliph. I'm the caliph of the time. After me, you, that is Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and after him, his son Ali, that is Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So, according to both Shia and Sunni sources, for each time and era, again, we are in need of a khalifa, appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True. So in this episode, we came to the notion that we proved through the Quranic verses, like you said, Surah Ra'ad, verse number 7 says that Allah says we have sent a holy prophet as a warner. And then in each time and era, there's a need of a guide. And through traditions, we came to know that in Sunni traditions, it was the said that guide was introduced as Imam Ali by Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. And then we shed light upon some of the traditions, both from Shia sources and from Sunni sources, proving the point that in each time and era, there's a need of guide, and which we as Shias believe is Imam Zaman or Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahum. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Keep praying for the reappearance of Imam. Allahumma ajal waliyak al-faraj.